And we are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Mitzvah, the last blot of Masechtas Yevamos. And we are starting three lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Chav Aleph Amud Beis. Gemara says, Ahu Eved Chavim, we're talking about the sugya of Masiach Lefi Tumay, like we said in the Mishnah, that if a guy is miscavet to say Eidus, he's not believed. He's a non-Jew, he's not believed to say Eidus. But if he's a Masiach Lefi Tumay, he's time telling over a story, and he's not coming to say Eidus, then he's Neman. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So Gemara brings a Maisa. Whoever Chavim, to have a Kamal Eli Yisrael, he had a Yisrael, who was a worker by him, and he told the Yisrael, the Eid, you have to cut down some aspasta, that means the tvua that didn't grow too much, and give it to the chayas. The behemoths need food, the animals need food. But it was Shabbos. If you don't do that, I'm going to kill you, like I killed your friend, Bar Yisrael. That he was Yid, the Amri Lay, I told him to bashli kader b'shabbos, cook me something b'shabbos. Like bashli, didn't cook him. And Mekatil said, I killed him. Mekatalti, I killed him. So he said, you do this, because if not, you're going to be dead like your friend, the Yisrael. He said the name, like Yankel, your friend, who he killed. So now his wife, Yankel's wife, was wondering what happened to him. He disappeared without a trace. So Shama Devisu, Yankel's wife heard about this. And he came to Abaye and said, look, I have Eidus now that this guy, he said he killed him. So Abaye didn't know what to answer. But also came with Abaye. So Shia saw Tlosa Rigli. He waited 3 Yom Tovim. That's one shot. Rashi has 2 shot. And Rashi says either he waited till Pesach, where on Pesach, that's where the Tamid Chachamim gathered, and that's where they spoke about all the shilas that came up over the year. Or they sometimes had, when a big Adam Gadol died and everyone came around, the Lekvoy died, used to have like a shir, like a yartzeit shir type of shir, or a shir because of the Misa, the covered of the mace, like upon him, the gathering of Tamid Chacham. So he waited for the gathering of Tamid Chacham to ask him the Shiloh. So Oma Law of Ada Bahava, so Rav Bahava said, Zil Likameh Rav Yosef, go ask Rav Yosef the Charav Sakina. He's very sharp. He's sharp like a knife. Oz Likameh, they came to him, and Poshit Mahomas Tisim, and he was pushed to Shiloh from the following Brisa. It says, there was a guy who was selling Paris Bashuk, and he says, Paris halol shall arlahim. He says, they're arlah, which means that from the first 3 years of a tree. Or he says, shall azikahin, which means they were in a place that was mashumar. That's one pshat in Rashi. And we'll talk about the other pshat in a second. Shall azikahin, v'shal nata revayin. That's the fourth year when you have to bring up the Yerushalayim. Basically, he was saying that it's Paris that are also, they're arlah, or they're azika, or nata revay. The lach is loyam aklum. He's not believed because leniskaven lashbiach mecha. He's trying to make believe. It's very fresh. He says these Paris, the mamish, like arlo, they're like fresh Paris, or they're neter avai, they're fresh Paris, or shalazikahin, which means they're mishumer. Now Rashi asks that what's the problem of Paris mishumer? So Rashi says talking about shvius on shvita year and shvita yinala watch your Paris. But he asks, Rashi asks, isn't like that pshat, because which isser is there to eat such Paris? If it's before Zman Beer, so you're allowed to eat Simon HaMashum or Simon HaMufker. If it's after Zman Beer, it's anyway usser. Therefore, Rashi doesn't like that pshat, and he says, pshat is, Azika is a place in Eretz Yisrael, a city in Eretz Yisrael, and very good Paris there, and the guy was selling in Chutz La'aretz, and he tainis, it's from Israel, it's from Eretz Yisrael, these Paris. Because he wants to make it sound good. The problem is, if somewhere it's sold, there's no Truma Samaisers taken from it. So therefore, it's Osir. Well, we don't believe him either three things, because he's trying to Mashpiach Mecha. So Adkana Masnita. So Rav Yosef says, see from here, that a guy lies in order to make his thing look better. See here also, he was trying to threaten this Yid to cut this Aspasta. And he threatened him by making up a story that he killed his friend who didn't want to cook for him. So therefore, we bring a riot in this price. It's not a riot. When you have an ulterior motive, it's not a riot. Zog to Gemara Vaita. End of that Maisa. New Maisa. Av Yudin Ish Saidin Oma. Maisa v'Yisrael v'Oyev Chav v'Mashalchu v'Derech. It was a story with a guy and a Yid that went b'Derech. U'Va'Oyev Chavim. V'Omar Chaval ala Yehudi sh'Oyimi b'Derech. Sh'meis v'Derech v'Kvartiv. There was a Yisrael and a guy who were on the way, and he came back. They were on a trip together. And the guy came back and said, oi, Nebuch, the Yid died. He was with me, and he died on a derech, and I buried him. and the Vasiu Ishtoi, and they married off his wife. Because Mashiach Bituma, he's not coming to say this. He actually probably was trying to say that, you know, he's a good guy, he buried him. But he was not saying a story. I was with the Yid and he died. So that's Mashiach Bituma, and the guy is Naaman. Another ma'isav, shuv ma'isav a kailosh bnei adam, which means Rashi is a chabura of bnei adam, a group of people. Shayim ha'chem ha'tochir, they're going to the place called Antochir, avay v'chavim, echad, and a guy came, avay v'chaval ha'kailosh bnei adam, nebuch on that group of people, shumaisu, they died v'kvart, and I buried them. V'siu es nishashayim, they married off their wives from that edus, because of siach v'tumayim. V'shuv ma'isav, v'shishim bnei adam, shayim ha'chem l'karkum beita. There were 60 people that were going to Karkum Beitar. That was at a time when Beitar was in a siege. Uva Ivukhavim, Va Omar, Chaval al Shishim Ne Odom, Shemahalkim Vederach, Beitar, Shemesu. And a guy came and said, Chaval on those 60 people that they went into the war zone, into the siege of Beitar, and they died. Vikvarat, when I buried them, they siu es nishusayim, and they married all of their wives. Again, a case of Siach Vituma. Now, the last ma'isa that we just learned is a little bit more of a chiddush. Because we're saying, Evichavim, Mesiach V'tumah is like an 8 echad, equal to 8 echad. We had before, on the Kuf Tezvav, a shayla, if 8 echad is neman b'machama, that means, even though Isha herself is neman to say her husband died, when it comes to a machama, she's not neman. Why not? Because they be the dummy. You say, you know, maybe he died. Here, the guy's coming and said that they died in a war. When you die in a war, so then there's always a svar of the dummy. And this is like an 8 echad. So you see from here that 8 echad is Neman b'didambi akaponim when he says that I buried him. That's what you see from this Gemara. And if you look at the Muki Yosef Taka before in the Gemara on Kuf Tezvav, Divra Maschu, Boyinli Ifshita, there it says, by the 8 echad b'mecham, if you're Neman or not, it says it wasn't Paskin, Boyinli Ifshita, Ava Rif Pashalei Mahud, in one case, it says, V'cheima hu goy mesiach v'tumoy. And Daf Kuf Chavei is our Gemara, the Omar HaSamach Bnei Odom Shemesu HaKarko in Beitar, V'kevartem, V'tirun Shuseim, V'kol Shkere Pirecha Kosher, V'davko V'meis U'kvartem. So, the Mugayis of Holmes, this is a Mekar to the Rif, who Paskins that the 8 echad is Neman b'mecham, like you see in this Gemara, by a guy in Kavachayim Rabai Eid. Zok den mishtavaita. Me'idin l'or haner v'lor havana. If someone says edus, he saw someone dead, l'or haner v'lor havana, it's good edus. Now, even though it's not the strongest light, a ner or a levana is not like day. It's not like the middle of the day. Still, we trust his edus that person died. U'masin al pibaskar. And we marry off someone al pibaskar. What does baskar mean? So Rashi says it means you hear a voice screaming that Yankel died, but you didn't see the person. You don't see the person screaming. So it's obviously not baskar min ha-shamayim, because baskar min ha-shamayim is taka, maybe it doesn't work. But see the taisis yantav. But al kaponim, baskar means you don't see the person. That's also enough to say edus. U'masin al pibaskar. Ma'isav echa chama reshahar. There's one time a guy who was standing on top of a mountain, Va'amar Ish Plainti Ben Plainti Makam Plainti Meis, and he called out that Yankel Ben Moshe from Antochia died. Hochu, they ran up to the mountain, Ben Moshe, there was no one there. Ve'esiyu es Ishto, they married with his wife, just from that edus, from the top of the mountaintop. Ve'shuv Meis Ben Salmoin, there was another story in Salmoin, Be'echad Sh'amar, where a person said, Ani Ish Plainti Ben Ish Plainti, I am Yankel Ben Moshe, Nishchani Nachash, I got bitten by a snake, very nimeis, and I'm dying. And v'holchu, when the time they got to him, v'lo yikru, they didn't recognize the person who was dead there. V'holchu v'siz ishto, they married off his wife. Here, the mepharshim speak out, the Maros HaTzoyvos in the Pesach Teshuva, Simon Yitzayin, Sivkot and Tzadik Bey, speaks out that if you don't find a person there, then you can't say this. Because you believe that there was someone there. He says, I'm Yankel Moshe, got bitten by a snake. But if you don't find the dead corpse there, so then you think maybe he's healed. Because not everyone dies from a bite of a nachash. Maybe he got healed. So therefore you have to find a body. Even though you don't recognize the body, since the guy said who he was, so therefore it's enough to say this. But you have to find the body. V'lo yikiru. You're going to ask me, what's the tzad that he got healed? We had yesterday's daf, that if someone falls into a place of nachash and v'akravim, you can say this. So he answers there, because there the person got a lot of bites, multiple bites. He landed up in a den of a nachash v'akravim, they bite him until he's dead. But here, the only said it was one bite, so therefore, it would not be mukhak that he died unless you found the guy dead on top of the mountain. So, look to Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel Tana, went to the Brisa. Vesham Imasina Pibasko. You cannot marry someone off a Pibasko. Imasina Pibasko. And Mesila says you could marry a Isha off a Pibasko. My Kamash Malon. What's the Chiddush? Rabbi Shmuel is bringing down a Brisa. It says Vesham says Imasim. Basil says Yemasim. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that. So if you tell me Basil holds that, obviously that's how you pass. And that's what our Mishnah says. What's he trying to tell us? What Vesham holds? Who cares? My Kamash Malon. It's a Mishnah. So Gemara answers, "Al kamash malon di mishtakchas stama dey mesin by shabeshamahi." If you find a stam mishnah that says "ei mesim," don't worry about it. That's beishamah. Zog the Gemara about it. The whole kavli motzo. Pray the Gemara v'dil mosheid hava. You heard of someone screaming from the top of a mountain that Pliny died, and you get there, you don't find anyone. So why can he marry off his wife? Maybe that person calling out was a shade, and definitely a shade is definitely not kosher edus, even though edach is neman in regards to edus isha, but a shade is definitely not neman. So maybe the shade. I'm going to read him as Rav Shirolad Musadam. You saw on the mountaintop a person. It looks like a person. Inanami damu. They also look like a person. What's the problem? A shade can look like a person also. Everything more the chosdim by. You saw their shadow. A shade also has a shadow. So Gemara answers, the chazal of avaya the avaya. You saw I had a shadow of a shadow. Now what does shadow of a shadow mean? It's not simple, but Rashi in other places explains that a shadow of a shadow means that every shadow has two like parts to it, like a bigger part and a smaller part. And so that's what baya baya means. And a shade does not have the shadow of a baya the baya. The chosla of a baya the baya, and that a shade does not have. More than this ask. Don't want to do this with baya baya. Maybe a shade does have baya the baya. Amar Rav Chanina, Amar Yenis and Shida, baya islahu, baya the baya less lahu. That the Yenis and Shida told him that a shade has a baya and not a baya. It doesn't have a shadow of a shadow. Now, who is Yenis and Shida? Rashi has two pshatim. Either he was a shade himself, or he was a baki in shade. So he said, "Bavaya islu, bavaya bavaya laslu." Medilma tzara havai. Maybe it was the tzara who was standing on that mountaintop and calling out this thing that he died. The Yankel Meisher died. Why? Because the tzara wanted her tzara, her co-wife, to be in trouble. So the word no. Tana Rebbe Shmuel, "Vashas hasakana koysmin v'nois naf b'shem akirim." We have a klal by Gittin that even though usually you don't write a get unless you recognize the person making the shlichus. But if he's in Masukin, he fell into a bar, we believe him anyway. So it comes to Shasa Sakana, we have a special dispensation and we allow certain things. So here also, we're not going to worry about the Tzara, because since it's a Shaila Vaguna, we will trust that person who's calling out on top of the mountain saying that person died. We know he's not a shade because we saw he had a shadow of a shadow. And we're not worried maybe it's a Tzara. And the only time we worry about Tzara is saying, if you see it's Tzara, then you don't trust him. But don't trust her. But if it's a Safik, then you could be Samech, since it's a Makmaguna, that's not a Tzara. Zog the Mishnah Vaita. New Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Kishirati l'Nardoi la'aber Hashana. Rabbi Kiva says, when I went down to Nardoi, which is Chutz La'aretz, to do Iber Hashana, and Rabbi Kiva was from Eretz Yisrael, and really, he's supposed to do Iber Hashana in Eretz Yisrael. But at that time, there was all the Gedolim were in Nardoi, and they went down to Nardoi to do the Kiddush HaChodesh. And because if you don't leave any, and Rav Akiva came also, you don't leave any Gedolim Eretz Yisrael, then you're allowed to do it in Chutz La'aretz. That's what Tosfos speaks out. That Tosfos speaks out in Daf Kutas Vav and Aleph says, "Sofis Echaz Brachas Armina, the Rav Akiva lo niach kamoisoi Eretz Yisrael, but lechein hayochel arba shanim Chutz La'aretz." He didn't leave anyone as big as him in Eretz Yisrael, therefore he could do it in Chutz La'aretz. Now, why didn't he just do the Kiddush HaChodesh in the Kiddush with the Ibra Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael? So some of us say he had to leave because of the Romans; they weren't allowing them to do Ibra Hashanah. So Rav Akiva went down to Nardoi to Chutz La'aretz to Ibra Hashanah. But Sasi, I found over there Nechemiah Ishbeis Dli, Amali, I found Nechemiah Ishbeis Dli in Chutz La'aretz, in Babel. Amali, so Nechemiah told Rav Akiva, Shemati, Sheimasim is the Isha Beretz Yisrael, Api Eid Echad. I heard in Eretz Yisrael, the Noig, not to marry off Aguna with 1/8. Ella, the only one who does it, the only one passing like that is Rabbi Yehuda and Bava. Only with the Rav. When the Meis, Rav Akiva answered to Nechemiah, when the Meis Lee, can't advise him, you're right. In Eretz Yisrael, when Noig not to marry off at Eid Echad, besides Rehudim and Vava. So Amali, so Nehemiah told me, Emelahem Mishmi, tell the people in Eretzol, the Gedolim in Eretzol from me, Atem Yoidim Shai Medina Meshabesh is Begaisis. You know that the roads are full of armies, therefore I can't come to Eretzol to give you Edus. But I'm going to tell you now Edus. I'm going to tell you Edus. That I have an Edus, Mekablanim Ragamil Azokin, I have a Kabbalah from Ragamil Azokin, who is the grandfather of Ragamil the Yavna, who is living in those days, who's a contemporary of Rabbi Kiva, Mekablani Meragimel Azokin, Shemesinus Isha Pirechot, that you marry off Isha Pirechot. And Shabasi, and Rabbi Kiva says, when I came back there to Shaul to give over the Edus of Nehemiah, that set over from Ragamil Azokin, that you'll let him marry off a Pirechot, Shabasi Veretesi Adron Fre Ragamil, Somachudvari, he was very happy. Vama Matsanu Chover, we found another shita, another friend, Rabbi Yehuda Mevavah, Rabbi Yehuda Mevavah shita. Metoicha Dava, and through that, also Niska Ragamil, Ragamil remembered a story that happened when he was younger. Shneharigu Harugim Betel Arza, people were killed in Tel Arza. But see, Heisi Ragamil Azokin, his grandfather married off Neshesem, Apir Echad. He talk remembered now that his grandfather had a Maisa, he married off people, Apir Echad. Vahuchzaku Leois, Messian, and after that story, after Kivi came back, they were Machzik, Leois, Messian, Adam P. Aid. They were married off an aid p'aid. Even though usually you have aidus, you can't say aidus from another aid. Here they were married off on women aid p'aid or some p'eved. If an eved said aidus, on p'isha or isha said aidus, with p'shivcha, or shivcha said aidus. Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua argued, "Oimrim ain mesinim isha p'irecha." They hold they cannot marry off an isha p'irecha. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, even after the ma'isa, he allowed an aid echad, but loyal p'isha, loyal p'eved, loyal p'shivcha, loyal p'kroivim. Rekiva said, good, Eirech is Naman, like I believe you, Nehemiah, that was the Minig, and that's the Kabbalah, but I hold not al pi Isha, a woman can't give Eidus, not a Eved, not a Shivcha, not a Kraven. It means it has to be a kosher Eid. It doesn't have to be two Eidim, it has to be one kosher Eid at least. That's what Rekiva holds. Pray to Gemara, look to Gemara, Vesav Rabbi Kiva, al pi Isha loy, Vatayim to Nebraisa, Rab Shim Melozo, Eim Vashim Rabbi Kiva, Isha Nemenes, Lohavi Gita. We know, when you bring a get from Chutz La'aretz, you have to say b'fane nechtav, b'fane nechtam. You have to tell them that it was written in front of Edim, it was written l'shma. B'fane nechtav, b'fane nechtam. So, is a Isha herself, Neman, walks in with a get to her shawl, she herself, Neman, to say b'fane nechtav, b'fane nechtam. So Rabbi Kiva said that Isha's nemenes l'havi gita, she could bring a get. And m'kav ha'chaymer, it's a kav ha'chaymer. U'ma noshim sh'omru chachavim ein nemenes, lo'im ha'meiz b'ayla. Madach the five noshim who are not Neman to say Edus Isha. Why? Because they are chashish to lie because they hate her. So, and still, they're Nemenes to Havinu Gitayim, they could bring a get, like we had in our Mishnah in Yevamos before, that Ma Bein Zel Gitin, because Gitin has the Ksav Mechiach. So a get, even if it's one of the five Noshim, they're believed to say Fonechtam. So he's saying, Ma Doch, the Noshim were not Neman to say Meis Baila, or Neman to bring a get. Zu, the Isha herself, Shemenes Lemer Meis Baila, she's believed to say Meis Baila, Eino Yidin Shemenes Lohavi Gita, isn't she believed to bring her get? So Adkan the Braisa. Now, it says in this Braisa that Rekiva said over, that the five Noshim are not Nemon to say Meis Baila. So the Mark's dear, Noshim Shemacham Hid Lemehemna. But Isha Baalma, regular Isha, is not one of these five Noshim, is Mehemna, is believed to say Edis. So you see, Rabbi Kiva holds that Isha is Nemon to say Edis Isha. So what's on our mission? Not. So Gemara says, yeah, at a later stage, Rabbi Kiva was chayzer again. It came to a later stage, even Rabbi Kiva came around and said, not always Eirech of Naman, but Eidus of an Isha is also Naman to marry off Aguna. And it comes that even Rabbi Kiva was chayzer and held that you can marry off Aguna with a one Eid, and even if that one Eid is a Isha.